Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Doug, take it away. This is your show now.
This is my show now, and I am so prepared. You wouldn't even believe it. Like, I got questions from people in advance, and I got them ready.
You know, every week
I have them ready to go. So here we go. Our first question comes from June Lovebat.
It's a fucking shit.
And, what is a pet animal you would love to have?
Oh, well, this is a good question. Like, other than a dog and a cat, or like including a dog and a cat?
Yeah, anything. I guess any pet you would like to have.
If I had a dog, I would want a bulldog. I think that they're the cutest things in the world. I understand. I don't have one because I know that they have a lot of respiratory issues. And they slobber so much. And so maybe that species of dog, as much as I love them, maybe we shouldn't make them suffer, and keep producing them. But they're definitely the cutest little thing, and you could teach them how to skateboard, and then they look all cute on a skateboard. So don't shake your head at me. I think that if it was a dog, it'd be like that. Anything else? I mean, I think a cute little koala bear would be cool. But
the koala bears will fuck you up.
Right.
Yeah, but they shit so much.
I'm just saying
they're
it'd be cool.
Disgusting creatures. Fucking drunk ass.
Hey, I'm not thinking about all that shit. The question was, what would you think would be cool, or what do you want as a pet? Okay. I don't want the consequences. I just want the goddamn pet.
Right.
Fucking, it's just a cool little thing. I think that'd be cool to have.
From that fictitious continent, Australia. Mm-hmm.
that doesn't actually exist.
Callback.
I would want a full-sized Irish wolfhound.
Don't you almost have that?
No, he's small. He's a mini. I want a dog.
You want a horse. You want a horse. You don't want a fucking dog. You want a horse.
No, I don't want a horse. I want a dog that's the size of a horse.
Jesus.
Or a German wired-haired pointer. I like they're shaggy little motherfuckers.
You like all the hairy dogs.
The wire-haired ones. I don't like fluffy dogs.
Yeah. You want a dog that looks like
me.
That looks like your beard just walking around.
Correct. Correct.
Kev, any pets that you want, or you can't think of anything?
I'm like, can I give them
He's
back?
Like, I already have enough pets. I don't need more.
I've got three dogs and a cat. So I'm like, I definitely don't want more dogs and more cats.
Man, those dogs, it seems like, give you so much fucking trouble from all
them,
the
though.
Years. I know, but if I were in your position, I would have given them back already because I don't think I could have taken all the shitting, all the pissing everywhere. Like, I remember your dog and us and like tearing up shit in your house. I remember getting fucking text messages from you and like you showing off the room actually just being fucking destroyed when you got your last one. And I was like, nope, send that motherfucker back.
There's been days I've wanted to, but I mean, you know, it's like family at this point. But yeah, no, they chew drywall off the wall before. Like,
Jesus
yeah, dogs
Christ.
Are. Yeah, dude, they are assholes. But I wouldn't trade them for anything else. I would say I'd want something more chill, I guess, like a bird.
So you would trade them for something else? Like a bird.
Trade them all for one bird. No, like one of those, like a parakeet or like one of the talking birds, cockatoos, or which is the ones that talk?
You know, parrots.
Birds. But one of those, and just yeah, just a chill ass bird. I think that would be cool.
What we got next?
Katie and I have both ended up on the bird side of TikTok, and there's some funny fucking birds out there. There's one, this parrot that sounds just like, is this Hispanic dude who has it, and it sounds just like his mom. And it yells at him just like his mom does. It's so fucking funny. Like, his mom will be like, you know, just yelling at him, and then the parrot will start doing it and sound just like her. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah,
it yelling at him in Spanish is so fucking funny. Good.
I gotta hear that.
If I find it, I'll send it.
That's funny.
Austin wants to know if you're able to pick one company to sponsor you for the rest of your life, any industry, what company would you pick and why? Coca-Cola.
Amazon.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's like all encompassing.
Yeah, I can have everything.
Damn it. I was going to say something like Steam, like just have like an open Steam library.
If I have Amazon, I have Steam gift cards.
This guy.
Maybe. I guess. I don't know. I don't know how they would.
I would.
They would want you to, you know, if they're sponsoring you, it would be sponsoring Amazon.
Right. And I'd be doing this. I'd be like, oh man, I just picked up a new game. So just perfect example on this podcast. Oh guys, I just picked up a new game off of Steam. It was fucking so easy too. All I did was I went to Amazon.com and I ordered a Steam gift card. You know, because I don't like to buy them digitally. I like to buy them off of Amazon, where they ship it to you overnight. They have overnight shipping in most cities now. It's really crazy. So Amazon is where I bought this card. It's been great. In fact, disclaimer, I didn't buy the card. They just sent it to me because I have an open account where everything is free. But still, Amazon is where you should go.
Fair enough. Amazon it is. All right.
Are you not already sponsored at this point?
Oh, no shit. Byron wants to know, what's the worst thing you ever ate that you had to act like you enjoyed because a family member made it?
Nothing. Oh. Like I don't think I've ever faked liking something, because I'm pretty honest when it comes to that shit. At least my face is. I can't hide it. I can't fucking hide like gross shit. I'm like, nope, I can't do this. I've never put myself in a situation where I've had to fake it.
I had a customer GameStop bring me barbecue that they made fresh off the grill. And I started eating it like a rib right in front of him. And it tasted like he poured lighter fluid directly on the rib.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I was just trying to get it, like, I trying to smile through that. And he's like, yeah, I got you some more. And I'm like, oh, thanks, I'll put it in the back for lunch.
Who the fuck opens up at work when they're working behind the counter? Who takes barbecue and just opens it up and starts eating it on the clock?
Also, yeah, like
the manager, like fucking could.
Like they're like a rib.
Yeah. Something that you know is gonna get everywhere, and you're just like, someone's like, hey, can I get that game? You're like, yeah, hold on.
Let me get this. There you go. Also, it was a slow day.
And accepting food from a customer.
For real.
He was a good customer. No, I won't give him, he was a regular. Like the neighborhood, if you worked in a neighborhood shop, you got neighborhood customers. Neighborhoods take care of each other. That's what it was. They were like, hey, we had a cookout, so I brought you some food.
Fuck that. Fuck no, I'm not doing. Anytime anyone brought me food and I wasn't at the source, I'm not fucking eating it.
Well, that's the question here is, I mean, you weren't at the source when they made it, like, you know, at home and they brought it. It's like, you got to think about it. Like that's what Byron's saying. So it's got like it was not Byron, it was Austin. Sorry.
It was Byron. Byron asked
was it Byron?
Question.
Okay, cool, cool.
So, I'm just saying, I'm not eating someone else's food. That, like, I don't know them. I'm like, no, I don't know what you did. Yeah,
if all I know about them is their game preference and their credit card number, like, I don't fucking know them.
Right, and, like, what are their game selections like, you know? Is it real fucking weird shit? Because then you're just like, I don't know if I'm going to eat this rib.
No, it wasn't like that.
It could have been a human fucking rib, if all you know. If I know those fucking customers that go into GameStop, that could have been a goddamn animal of some sort other than what you're supposed to be eating, Kev.
Wow.
Now they found this raccoon on the side of the road, and we decided to throw it on the fucking pit.
Now there we had to
have some ribs.
We had to get rid of Chicago. We had to get rid of the diseases, so we don't fucking think
there are raccoons in Chicago, Kev.
I think I've seen like one or two raccoons in the 30 years I lived in Chicago.
Okay, and you want to know why?
Like, never alive. They were always dead.
Exactly, Kev, because they were being murdered by vehicles and then picked up by people to turn into barbecue.
Which had to put lighter fluid all over it and set it on fire in order to get the diseases out.
Man, I'm really hungry for breakfast now. Out of sight, though.
Next question.
Oh, I was going to say, my answer is, when I was like, man, third or fourth grade, my mom had surgery. And so she was on bed rest for like 2 weeks. And, so at our church at the time, they did one of those meal trains, whatever they're called, mm-hmm. where like people would bring over dinners but it would be like members of the church, so people would come over and bring food. And so one of my friend's moms brought over, and I've talked about this before, she's like, it was an enchilada casserole, and it so instead of enchiladas, it was like almost like a lasagna, but she didn't use corn tortillas, she used flour tortillas. Which I don't know if you know this thing about flour tortillas, they just fucking absorb everything. And it was just this mushy, like slush nastiness. Ugh. And I remember like my buddy was there and his mom, and she heats up, and all my sisters are over there. And I guess my mom was probably around. She's probably just maybe on the couch or something. But I just remember being like, oh, this is so good. Thank you so much. I love enchilada. And it was fucking terrible. It was absolutely horrendous.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for my friend if that's the shit he got fed at home. Like, man, white people, am I right? Yeah. Jesus Christ. Learn how to fucking ranch. Cook. Just add ranch. I'm sure they did. At home. Let me just get another question. We had some good ones recently. I have to scroll way down. This one comes from Sean. This one's for Kev specifically. If Kevin Smith called you guys tomorrow and said he wants to join the 8-Bit Geek, but only if you, Kev, bleach your beard and legally change your name to Guy Fieri, would you do it? Change your name to Guy Fieri. Would you do it?
No.
Not for Kevin Smith? I would force you to do it.
Kevin Smith wouldn't force me to do that. Kevin Smith's a good human being.
No, he would force. He's not forcing you. We are.
No. There's no monetary value to this. I'm not going to change my legal name. My government name is not going to be Guy Fieri.
You're so fucking short-sighted. The man makes movies with all of his friends and all the podcasters that he's with and all this other shit. You would get hooked up with that man, and then that would be your monetary value, would be all the connections you'd made. You goddamn fucking Kevin, goddamn color your beard.
Oh, I don't care about the coloring the beard part. I do that. I don't give a shit. I'm talking about the changing the name.
Yeah, and change your name.
No, that ain't happening. I like my name.
You can still be called Kevin, Kev.
Kevin, Kevin, Kev.
Kevin, Kev.
This person, I don't know how to say this name, Barangas Khan asks, instead of Genghis Khan, I guess Barangas Khan. If you had the ability to talk to any animal except a dog, which would it be and why? And what was the first thing you'd ask?
Into another animal?
If you could talk to any other animal except a dog. So if you could talk to an animal except a dog, because we all want to talk to dogs. Mm-hmm. So what's another animal you'd want to talk to and why? And what would you ask? First thing.
I'd like to talk to Willie the Mammoth.
Tell me about your time. What do you remember?
Tell me about the good old days.
It's like, bitch, I'm a clone. Like, I don't know. Didn't get residual memories.
I guess I want to talk to the most like intelligent animal, which would be a dolphin, because I mean, what if you talk to a goddamn shark or some shit, right? And they're just like,
food. Dur, I'm hungry. Yeah. I'm a shark. I'm a shark.
Friends.
Shark.
Friends.
Fish are friends, not food.
So it's, yeah, it's got to be a fucking.
What would you ask him? Why are y'all so rapey?
Yeah, like, what's up with y'all's sex drive? Why are you so human?
Yeah. Why y'all so like us?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they also goes like, I'm like a killer whale. Why are y'all so murdery? Like, god dang, y'all just fucking just kill everything for fun. Like, not even for food. Y'all just fucking go out and just like murder things.
Dude,
not great whites, but the, what are the killer, what are they called?
You see the video where he just fucking yeeted a goddamn bird, like, or whatever it was,
with his tail,
fucking like, with his tail.
That was like a seal, man.
Yeah, it's like, fuck you, boom.
Just gone. Yeah, I was watching something, they were just talking about how like these whales, like, were just going around and were just like killing sharks. And like the sharks weren't even bothering them. It was just like, hey, we're just, you know, we're half, not even half the size of you. Like, we're just swimming along. And the whales were like, get fucked, noob. And just like, and just like murdered them for fun. Boy. It's fucking wild. I think I talked to a horse and I will just look deep into its eyes and say, how are you so smart? How did this happen?
You've already have that. We have a documentary about it.
About someone talking to a horse and the horse saying like, I'm smart. Are you talking? Don't tell me you're talking about Mr. fucking Ed, you piece of shit. Exactly what you're talking about, wasn't it? Yeah, he's nodding.
You got his hopes up for a second.
Doug's like, wait a minute. Wait, what?
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? Because they can, those motherfuckers can count and stuff. They're smart. They'll do math. They can do math. That's how.
I wonder if they're always thinking, okay, my question to a horse would be like, what do y'all think about when humans are riding you? Like, they're like, get the fuck off. Like, why the fuck am I doing this?
Here we go again.
Yeah, and he's like, all right, let me trot around this fucking course for you, you fucking asshole.
Lazy ass motherfucker.
It's just every horse is a Doug.
Yeah. But how are you so elegant and smart and beautiful? You motherfucker, are you God?
Maybe. Kev, you've yet to answer.
Yeah, I'd want to talk to I'd want to talk to bears. I think that'd be pretty rad. And just, you know, be able to hang out in the camp and be like, yo, why you do the things you do?
He's like, I'm fucking hungry, man.
I'm bear.
He's like, do you see how big bear. I am? Bear. It's like, and then he's like, land shark.
My land shark.
And then I'd have him show me how to like scratch his back on things. That would be great. I feel like that's a good life skill to have.
You walk up to tree and scratch back. I don't understand how it's so hard.
What if you went up to a goddamn bear?
You sound like a caveman.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if he just grunted at you? Like, that's his tie. He's like, ugh.
Tim Allen, you're like, and bears.
You're like, I fucking wasted this superpower on this shit. He's like,
yeah. Sure did. You dumb. I have a two-part question.
Oh, maybe we should save it for next time.
Well, okay,
We're 20 minutes in.
That's fine. This will be our last two.
Okay.
Okay. Austin wants to know, You can share a beer, etc., with one historical figure who is no longer living. Who do you choose? Okay, a caveman. Okay.
No.
You share a beer with him, that motherfucker's gonna get like just tanked after one.
Man, that's a tough question. That's a really tough one. You guys go. I ain't got an answer for this one.
One historical figure.
Like, I can think of celebrities, but like historical figures, I would assume would be like politicians and people who have done things in history, not other than just fed ego.
You like know what? Art. Probably, you know who would be. I'd love to talk to people like Da Vinci. And just to get in that motherfucker's mind about how the fuck did you have the foresight with all of these inventions? And like, did you just like just sit down one day and like, are you just, you're just like, you know what? Let's, this winged fucking aircraft with the, here's how it works. And like, how the fuck without actually do it? Like, just how? Like, why? Well, what? Like these dudes who've been behind some of the biggest inventions and like are and like figure and even before that, like going back in time and talking to astronomer, the words are hard. Astronomers who by today's account we have all this technology to look into the stars and shit, but they didn't, and yet somehow they fucking still knew more than us. Like it's fucking wild. Mm-hmm. So crazy.
Okay, you've inspired me with that. I would say mine would be Nikola Tesla then, and like talk about all the cool shit he made and all the ideas he had. Like I would like to talk about that. I think he would be pretty cool.
Would we understand him because he's too smart for us? Probably.
I'm sure you'd find a way to dumb it down for us.
He's too good for that.
Feel the same about Da Vinci, yeah? I mean, like, probably.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
You'd be like, tell me how you did this. And he'd be like, oh, man, well, okay, so the breeze blew, and then all of a sudden I have this idea, and then, like, you'd be like, the fuck are you talking about?
He'd be speaking in a different language, and I wouldn't know what the fuck he was saying anyways.
Smiling and nodding.
Yeah, being Italian.
Yep.
If I had to choose somebody, man, it is a tough one. I don't know. I don't actually really have an answer. Because, like, yeah, you want to go almost like celebrity, like, or whatever, but I'm sure you could think of like a celebrity.
Adam West.
Adam West.
Doug killed him and I never got a chance to meet him.
Dead. Straight up murdered.
Damn it, Doug.
What? Do what you gotta do, man.
Listen, all I do is hunt down all the childhood heroes that Jeremy has, and I eventually take them out. I tried to tell Kevin Smith, and he survived it.
So. Yeah, motherfucker.
And Mark Hoppus was on my list, and that motherfucker survived it too. So, who's next?
For now.
Fuck, Doug. Too dark, man. Damn it,
Doug. Doug, the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, that's his answer. The Grim fucking.
I want to talk to the Grim Reaper who's murdered all these folks.
I'd like him to Candyman me. AKA, I'd like to. Doug becomes the
Grim Reaper. Oh, so I have to die to then become the Candy. Okay, you know, whatever. Fair.
Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah.
I don't know. This is tough because, like, yeah, again, I want to be like, I want to say something like Alfred Hitchcock because it would be cool to get just to talk about what it would be like to make a movie. But you don't have to bring it to the present and be like, dude, people still talk about Psycho and Vertigo and The Birds and stuff like, you know, to this day because of how influential your shit was, 60 years ago or more at this point. Mm-hmm. So that like stuff like that would be cool. But also, again, you'd almost have to bring them to like present day to be like, dude, we're still fucking talking about this. Like, yeah. Wild. But also, I think like some politicians too. Like, there, I'd want to go back and maybe see who this Jesus guy was actually, really.
Oh yeah, that'd be like, cool too.
Like, okay, all right. Here's some water. Do something.
And then he quotes. Then he quotes the Bible fish. To you.
Do something.
And then he quotes the Bible to you and is like, only those who cannot believe will ask for feats to blah, 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 you know, all that shit.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, bud, because guess what? 2,000 years later, we're still fighting wars over you. So, like, let's fucking see some proof, dude.
And then he does it. And then you're like, okay, well. And then you come back to, modern time and tell everyone. And then they don't believe you, but then some people do. And then you start a cult. And your thumbs up. and then that cult brings back woolly mammoths, and then the whole thing restarts with Malcolm trying to tell you about history. He starts a book, and then that book spirals, and then he has to go back to Jurassic Park too. Anyways, you've already heard the story once or twice. Yeah, I won't get back into it, but.
And the follow-up question, it comes from June, who wants to know, following up on that question, if you could pick one person to have an interview with who is alive right now, who would you want to interview? Stephen King, for me.
Taika Waititi.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker is probably be the most entertaining person to talk to.
Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think he would be really fun.
You keep choosing bears for everything that we have as today.
Yeah, you got something on the mind there, Kev?
See? Here's how to scratch your back on the wall. First you take the corner, and then you go to the other corner, and there you go. Scratch until you're satisfied.
Is he a shark too?
He is a shark. Yeah. He is going to bite you with his beautiful teeth.
All right. That's all I've got for this week.
All right. Until next week. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Tug.
I'm Kevin.
You're Tug or Doug?
Tug.
I'm Tug.
Dude, I'm on some crazy pain pills, so I might have said Tug.
You fucking did say Tug. no one knows. Can we say it?
That's fine.
Okay. Lots of love, hugs, and Doug got snipped.
Boop, boop. Boop, 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 boop